the Owner's Manual Radio Show with Dr. Michael Roizen. This and other great health talk shows at RadioMD.com. Here are Joe Galewski and Dr. Michael Roizen, MD.
Radio show that helps you take control of your genes to become the world expert on your body. It is the You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show with Dr. Mike Roizen. He's the Chief Wellness Officer at the Cleveland Clinic, and I'm Joe Galewski. Thank you for listening today. Along our line of affiliates, also on iHeartRadio Talk. We're on iHeartRadio Talk now. This is a great way to get all your information totally geared to you and what you're interested in. So you can add Radio MD. All the Radio MD shows are on this innovative new platform. Add Radio MD and You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show to the Daily Pulse on iHeartRadio Talk. This is a news and update section you can customize. Go to iHeartRadio.com, download the app, or use it on the web. When you go to the computer, on the internet, click Talk in the main menu, then search for You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show. To reach Dr. Mike on the air, on the phone, 877-711-5211, or udocs@gmail.com, youdocs@gmail.com. Dr. Mike, good to talk to you again, our guest and topic at 35 minutes after the hour.
Great talking to you, Joe. Our guest and topic is on childhood depression, how to manage it. It's obviously in the news recently because of the stabbings in Connecticut, the beating of an 87-year-old woman in California by a teenager. Many of these things are thought-related to teenage depression and mental problems in the teens. The author, Deborah Serrani, is, in fact, one of the real true experts. She's the woman behind, if you will, Ask the Therapist, a question-and-answer program on both the web and on email, is an expert therapist for the Dr. Oz Show. So she's going to talk to us about what we should do, what you should do if your child, grandchild, or you even a friend's child has, in fact, exhibited any of these problems, or if you worry about these problems and what you can do about them.
She speaks from experience. She descended into a debilitating depression when she was young, and she attempted suicide when she was 19 years old, and the fallout from this depressive episode required her to take a medical leave from college to recover. So she speaks from experience, and she grew out of her experience of being a psychologist who specializes in the treatment of pediatric depression. Dr. Deborah Serrani, the book is called Depression and Your Child. It's a guide for parents and caregivers, and she's our guest at 35 minutes after the hour in this hour on You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show. In the meantime, a lot of really, really interesting, fascinating medical stories this week that will occupy a lot of our time, and something for everybody here. How about the FDA announcing some regulations on e-cigarettes and even some other tobacco products, Dr. Mike?
Well, this is interesting. All the tobacco products that are unregulated, and apparently there are a lot of them, so I didn't realize how many were unregulated. But in fact, the data is that the FDA has announced they will fall under the, and it's interesting, I didn't even know that there were two different sections. So under the drug section at the FDA, they have regulated the therapeutic use of e-cigarettes. That is, e-cigarette makers claim that their e-cigarettes are helpful at getting people off of cigarettes. That claim means that e-cigarettes for that usage falls under the drug usage. On the other hand, everything else, that is using e-cigarettes for pleasure, etc., would fall under the Center for Tobacco Products under the new regulation. And it turns out there are all hookah, etc., all of the pipes, all of the other stuff is not, in fact, prior has not been regulated. Well, now it is going to be regulated in a very light way. That is, they have to register with the FDA and disclose the product and ingredient listings. So we've never had what are the actual things on the, if you will, what are the actual things on the in the e-cigarette? So they're going to have to say, in other words, if it's got propylene glycol, as many of the liquids do, which is a toxin, they've got to disclose that. They can only market their products after they've been reviewed by the FDA. They only make direct and implied claims of reduced risk if the FDA confirms there's significant and sufficient scientific evidence to support those claims, and marketing the product will benefit overall health, and they can't distribute free samples of their products, especially to minors. So this is a very basic change. Many of the people in the health community said that the FDA is letting e-cigarettes off very lightly. But in fact, if you look at this, it's the start of just doing something to protect the public in case these things prove toxic or in case these things are used to addict youth, as it appears. You know, the fastest growing group of people using these is in the teenage years before they can buy cigarette products. So it's thought these are used to addict kids more than anything. And that's what the data set so far shows.
In your opinion, does the research show definitively the benefits or lack of benefits of e-cigarettes? In other words, do we have conclusive information that e-cigarettes are good or e-cigarettes are harmful?
We don't have enough data. The data that is coming in, initially you'd say, well, they've got to be safer than tobacco. But in fact, the early studies now are showing that they do as much harm to the lung, that is, smoking these does as much harm to the lung as smoking tobacco, in causing inflammation in the lung. And if they cause inflammation in the lung, which is a surprise to us, we didn't think they would do that, but if they do that, then they may cause inflammation throughout the rest of your body and be as harmful as cigarettes. So we just don't have enough data. Last week, we told about a new study that was out last week by UCLA researchers showing that, in fact, the products of e-cigarettes, when smoked and they exposed mice to them, smoking with e-cigarettes versus regular tobacco smoking, and they did it in cell culture, that is, in vitro as well, showing the same malignant changes, that is, the cancer towards cancer changes in DNA, both in cell culture and in the mice. So that was another very surprising harm that these have shown. So we're worried. You know, I had prior said that if the FDA banned tobacco and just allowed e-cigarettes, we'd be much safer as a society. These data are throwing that into my statements into question, because it may be that e-cigarettes aren't any safer than tobacco products. And in fact, one of the interesting things is there's some data on marijuana causing cardiovascular problems in France that just appeared this week, too. So we've got both marijuana and e-cigarettes under question this week.
Yeah, you kind of wonder if it's going to be more difficult if they wanted to ban tobacco, as difficult as what we're fighting in the drug war. I think that's another issue that gets involved in politics, though. There's a political element to the tobacco, banning tobacco, with the tobacco industry a heavy contributor to political campaigns and whatnot. So I think that is a very touchy subject and a very difficult subject to tackle if indeed they want to go that way. Udocs@gmail.com, Udocs@gmail.com to join the show. Coming after the break, we'll move on with some of the other top medical stories of the week. What to do about that pollen vortex? How about that pollen vortex? Spring allergies are here. And spring is here. That means we'll talk about the food environment of youth baseball. You know, the snack things that the Little Leaguers have before games or after games and during games. That'll be coming up after the break. You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show on Radio MD. Stay well.
Hi, this is Melanie Cole, show host here at Radio MD and a mother of two. I want parents to know about Great Start Life Insurance offered by Guaranty Trust Life Insurance Company. Great Start insures the future insurability of your children. Now, what does that mean? Too often, people will get an illness or an injury at some point in their lives that afterwards can preclude them from receiving life insurance, and that can cause a lot of problems. But by insuring your children now with the Great Start Plan, the insurance that grows with your children, they'll already be insured regardless of future illness or injury. Find out all about the great benefits of the Great Start Plan. Go to GreatStartGTL.com and see for yourself why Great Start is, well, a great start for your kids. Peace of mind at GreatStartGTL.com. That's GreatStartGTL.com. For the Great Start Plan, go to GreatStartGTL.com.
Plan not available in all states. Life insurance underwritten by Guaranteed Trust Life Insurance Company, Glenview, Illinois.
You still rely on sugar or caffeine for energy? B12 is known as the energy vitamin. It nourishes your body, supporting mental function and vitality. Problem is, B12 is hard to absorb. Did you know a recent study showed almost 4 out of 10 people had B12 levels in the low normal to deficiency range? This applied to both young and old, even those with adequate meat intake. So, it isn't just vegans or older folks who need to be concerned. Until now, the alternative was getting a shot at the doctor's office. What if we had a B12 offer that was simple? Liposomes deliver B12 painlessly. No doctor visit. Why not discover what B12 can offer you? Drink the new liposomal form. Right now, you can get a bottle for 50% off at B12offer.com. This limited time B12 offer is unique and it's easy. Just go to B12offer.com for 50% off. That's B12offer.com.